I know you young ones going to two sets of mothers. Just pushed. I'm going to try to have a little sense in these last days. The older I get, I'm trying to be a little more level-headed. Amen. Some of you ought to be proud of that. And Acts chapter number 11, verse 26, the Bible said, "And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church." That's a good place to be, is the church. The church means the called out ones. The called out ones. And he taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. You may be seated tonight. Well, I appreciate this good crowd back on a Sunday evening. Father, we love you. Thank you for this time together. Help us now in the teaching of the Word of God tonight. I pray, Lord, you'd let this time be easy. I pray you let it be a blessing to your people. Thank you, Lord, for these that you've saved. God, now I pray that you'd grow us in the grace of God. Around the table of God tonight, I pray you'd meet with us now. Help us with your word. Give us traveling safety this week. God, we sure will be grateful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Notice this. The Bible said they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples was called Christians first in Antioch. I looked up the Greek term for Christian. It simply means a follower of Christ. A follower of Christ. We live in a day of hour that it seems like that the church has gotten so worldly and the world has got so churchy. But the church simply means the called out ones. Now listen, if we are a Christian, there ought to be some activities in our life that is found daily, weekly, that's going on in our heart. Number one, one activity of the Christian, it ought to be that of shining. Oh, how we need to let our little light shine in a lost and a dark world. Did you know by coming to church on a Sunday night, you're letting your light shine? Did you know when you pull your car in the parking lot at Liberty Baptist Church, you're letting your light shine? Did you know when you pick up your dry cleaning and somebody knows that you're a Christian, you're to be letting your light shine? Did you know when you go to a convenience store and buy the gallon of milk and pay two prices, we are to let our little light shine? Oh my, some activities of the Christian is to be shining. And you'll notice in Ephesians 5 and verse number 8 this evening, Ephesians 5 and verse number 8, there the Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Our word ought to be better than a handshake. Our word ought to be better than a contractual piece of paper. This Bible says, "Walk as children of the light." We need to let our light shine. "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." I want to part right there. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Don't think it strange if your preacher preaches against sin. He ought to be preaching against sin. Don't think it strange that the preacher's preaching about coming out of the darkness. We're not to be involved in the darkness tonight. Look what he says. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Once we're saved, they ought to not find our car at the beer joint no more. They'll not find our car at the nightclub no more. Amen. And so he says, as a creature of light, we're not to be associated with dark things. Watch. Verse 12. "For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Then he says, but in all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. That word redeeming simply means to rescue from loss. And boy, one of the activities of the Christian life needs to be shining. Number two, we are to be running. Why are we to be running? Because we're in a race. And we're running out of time. Oh, we're not running hoping we're going to make it to heaven. But we are running the good race. And the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. 1 Corinthians 9. Not only are we to be shining, but we are to be a running. And 1 Corinthians 9 and verse number 24. You ought to get you a pen and mark in your Bible. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. In other words, he's saying those that was the runners in the races gone before us, they were running to obtain a corruptible crown, a crown that would fade away. But Paul says, but we an incorruptible. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. We ought to be running the good race tonight of the Christian life. It's no time, Christian, to be sitting down idle. We're to be redeeming the time. Many of us live way too long for the devil. We ought to give God the honor and the glory every chance that we get. Redeeming the time. And not only shining, but running this great race. Paul talked about it again in Hebrews 12. I believe personally Paul was the writer of Hebrews, but that's just my opinion, but we know one thing, the Holy Ghost wrote it down. And in Hebrews chapter number 12, if you turn there this evening, Paul speaks again to this activity of running. Wherefore, seeing, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. You know something? I want to say something right here. You'll notice he didn't say the plural sins. But everybody, I believe on the sound of my voice tonight, has got one sin in common that bothers you in your life. And we are to fight this sin with everything we've got, because it can become a weight on you, and you can't run with weights on you. Now, your sin may not be mine. And you say, preacher, I ain't got no issues with nothing. Well, you're not even saved then. That's all I know to tell you tonight. Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race. Watch, that is set before us. There's a pace. There's a track set before every one of us. God has already got it all ironed out. And he's telling us that we are to run. Look, verse number 2, what we're to do while we're running. Looking. Listen, don't get your eyes on no preacher. I realize Paul said, follow me. And I know it's fine to respect your pastor and to realize the authority that your pastor holds in a pulpit. But listen, don't you get your eyes on no man. And I can tell you another thing, preachers, when the congregation has lost respect in their preacher, that preacher's done. Paul said, I'm scared to death that I'd preach to others and myself would be a castaway. He said, I keep my body in subjection every day. There's a price to pay to be a preacher. There's a price to pay to be a Christian. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and looking, is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Boy, the Christian ought to find themselves running. Listen, you cannot run with weights tied on you from the world. My goodness, you can't run right, all weighted down. And I'm going to tell you something. The closer I get to the Lord, the more that anything bothers me. I don't want nothing in my life to hinder my race down here. We're not running for a corruptible crown. You know, there's a lot of things I can remember in archery tournaments or fishing tournaments. There to that place, and I got a trophy, and it's way out there in the garage, and I can tell you, I don't even know where most of them are. Those are corruptible. Why, when I kick out, Macy won't even fool with them in a yard sale. Somebody say amen. Macy will throw them in the dumpster. They're going to get a big roll back at the Bowman house. Amen. She's going to throw all my stuff away. These antiques, Brother Mike, Macy don't care. She's going to throw them away. Somebody be there at that yard sale that day. These are corruptible things. But you listen to me. I'm running for something that's incorruptible tonight. Something that's stashed away yonder in glory. And I got my eyes fixed on Jesus, and I can't get them fixed on nothing else, or I'll fall out of this race. Let me tell you, people will let you down, but Jesus will never let you down. Jesus will never let you down. Get your eyes off men. Get your eyes off ministries and get them on Jesus tonight. And Jesus will never let you down. Oh, Jesus may let some hurt come to us, but He'll never harm us tonight. And certainly one of the activities of the Christian is not only to be shining, but in to be running. How are you running your race? Number three, not only shining and running, but helping. Christians ought to be helping. We ought to help others. In Philippians 4 and verse number 1, Philippians 4 and verse number 1. Paul's writing again to the church of Philippi. And he talks about us helping others. Wouldn't we be a crippled church if we didn't help others? Wouldn't we be a crippled Christian if we didn't help others? I mean, how blowed out of the race would we be if we couldn't help others? Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Verse 3, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Fellow laborers in the family of God. Notice Paul said they were yoke fellows. I'm glad, Brother Mike, we got some people that get yoked up with us. But honey, when the people won't get yoked up with us, I'm glad there's somebody. I'm glad we can get yoked into the Master tonight. So thank the Lord for those that are helping in the ministry. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 58. Watch this. Talking about growing in the Lord now and getting the right kind of doctrine. He says this, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If you're working for you, it's in vain. But if you're working for the Lord and ain't nobody shaking your hand about it, if ain't nobody patting you on the back, I'm going to tell you what, poor old me, I've preached a lot of sermons here and nobody said nothing. And if I'm waiting on you to applaud me to keep preaching, honey, I'd quit preaching years ago. But I'm glad there's somebody, hallelujah, that loves his children tonight. Y'all remind me, and I had to get used to this. The preacher been here this long. Every time my mama cooked biscuits, I didn't congratulate her and thank her for cooking me them biscuits. I just thought everybody was eating them lard biscuits. But I found out everybody wasn't eating them when I moved off. Somebody say amen right there. And so I've got used to it. I'm just glad to be here. Helping others. Look in Galatians 6, verse number 9. Brother Randy alluded to this morning. Galatians 6, one of the greatest New Testament passages that will build a church tonight. In Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. If there's ever been a truth in the Word of God, here it is. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, it may not be Friday, but listen to me. It'll be a Friday. In due season. He says, we shall reap if we faint not. Then here's the verse. As we have therefore opportunity, let us, the family of God, let us do good unto all men. This last year has been a lot of opportunities for me. And trying to help people that's not even in this ministry. But I'm going to tell you something. Brother Randy, a light come on and you're teaching me this morning. I've never thought about it, Brother Mike, until he said this. It's no use in you getting caught up. And I've always just sort of realized, you know, God to get the honor, God to get the glory. God pays off on time, every time. But let me tell you something. There's enough for everybody in the family of God. You don't have to push yourself to the forefront in the family of God. You're not going to go without preferring others before you. There's enough to go around. And look what it says right there. As we, the church of God, have therefore opportunity. There's a lot of churches, listen to me, that I've seen. They've got opportunities, but they don't take advantage of the opportunity. I can tell you, number one, their leadership's ignorant. And number two, if they do have leadership that want to lead them into opportunities, they got people that sat down on them and thinking it's their money. This ain't our money here. This ain't your pew you're sitting on. It ain't your parking spot out yonder. Your name ain't on nothing in this place that I know about. You say, well, do you run things? No, but I'm here to be sure you don't. Somebody say amen right there. And I mean it with both barrels loaded. Now, there's got to be somebody to lead a people into opportunities. Let us do good to all men. There's been people come in and you say, well, they're cons. Well, they fit in that right there. They're people. And we can't be judge and jury. Sure, it's some shenanigans and cons. But let me tell you, somebody cons you, they don't make you quit helping people. Say amen right there. God will sort all that out. Do good to all men, especially, underline that, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Brother Dean just traded his vehicle the other week. Church got the payment book. Well, that ain't no big deal to us. That's wind in our sail. Did you know, this won't be on the radio. I know it's on the internet and maybe somebody needs to hear it. We had bankers come when we added this on. They said, okay, we see your offering. We see how much the people there is giving. But something ain't adding up. Ask Brother Mike. He said, I wrote church business a long time. He said, something ain't adding up what y'all telling me. I said, what are you talking about? He said, if you got this kind of money coming in, where's your money? Yeah. I said, we give it all away. He said, you do what?
Sure.
I said, that's the wind in our sails. That's the gas in our engine. And don't you think we're going to cut none of that out to suit you and your bank. And I like what the president said. He come, his personal friend, he said, preacher, ain't no problem. Y'all got the money. Especially Let me ask you something. When a brother Dana Williams pulls up 80-something churches a year, he's driving a vehicle that Liberty Baptist Church is fixing and keeping on the road. Don't you think maybe that goes on the town of Liberty Baptist Church? Brother Dean McNeese, 80-90 churches a year, pulls up in a suburban. Don't you think God knows who's put him in that ride out there? Some of you'd strip him down into a Volkswagen, but long as I'm in leadership here, we ain't gonna act like that. Somebody shake your little Baptist head tonight. God's people ought to have the best. It ought to be the prettiest place in town. God ain't broke tonight. The just shall live by faith. Give and it shall be given unto you. I think God's proved that to us. Especially. Glory. I need to run home while I got them bumps on me a hog can bite. Especially to those that are household. Listen, I preached in churches. They starved their preacher. Got $200,000-$300,000. Cut this off up there, Brother Creek. Cut it off just a minute. Well, I forget I'm not evangelizing. I'm pastoring tonight. Y'all proved it. Cut me back off and they say something. Especially watch your Bible. Don't never let nobody lead you falsely. God takes care of those people that takes care of His people. Especially on them who are the household of faith. That's all I'm preaching tonight. I'm done. I think that's a good note to stop on. Stand up.